The world's most magnificent palace is about to become its most notorious. Home to decadence on a truly royal scale. Prostitution and gluttony. Gambling and torture. And enough sex to scandalize even the French. This is the story of a king who took Versailles, turned it into his palace of pleasure, and brought the monarchy to the brink of collapse. The Waking Ceremony of the Duke of Anjou, by grace of God, King Louis XV, monarch of France and Navarre. And just an 11-year-old boy. Louis will reign for 58 years, but his whole life will be lived in the shadow of another man's glory, his predecessor, Louis XIV. Louis XV never expected to be king, but both his father and grandfather died before they could reach the throne. Wherever he went, Louis was surrounded by the legacy of his great-grandfather, the man who first built the extraordinary palace that was his home. Louis had been called the King of France since he was five, but others ran the country in his name. On his 12th birthday, it was time for him to take his crown and his place on the world stage. But there was a shadow over Louis's inheritance, cast not by an eclipse, but by a mountain of debt. Despite all his success in war and diplomacy, Louis XIV never managed to balance the books or even pay for the building of his enormous palace.
Louis XIV, when he died, left France in absolutely dire straits, 2 billion livres in debt at least, and this was going to be an absolutely massive problem.
2 billion livres, that's £160 billion in today's money. But before he could start work on that problem, there was one other thing that demanded the new king's immediate attention. Marriage. Royal sex lives were public property, and Louis's was much discussed in the corridors of Versailles, if not always believed.